Thank you, Russ. Well, good morning. There's actually a couple more of you here than I thought there might be, considering the wonderful weather that we've had, and I know a lot of people are out of town this week visiting friends and relatives. But it's good to see you here today. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. If you don't have a Bible with you, check on the seat underneath you. There should be a Bible floating around there somewhere. In Gospel of John, chapter 10. We'll be reading the first 21 verses. Again, just a reminder, we will be starting the work on the roof this week. We'll be starting early on Friday morning and be working right late through on Saturday night. We will break for the midnight hours over Friday night. But please come when you can. Come for as long as you can. And put in work as we repair that west side roof in the sanctuary. Again, Gospel of John, chapter 10, starting with the first verse. I tell you the truth, man who does not enter the sheep gate by the pen, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls to his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever come before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father. At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, he is demon-possessed and of raving mind. Why listen to him? But others said, these are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of a man born blind? Let's pray. Father, we just come before you now and we give you praise. Lord, we thank you that you have indeed blessed us, that you have given us your word for us to turn to and to know your will, to understand more fully your character. Now, Lord, open our eyes to see the graciousness of your heart, the depth of your mercy, the wonder of your love. Lord, I pray that as I preach your word this morning, it would be your word and your truth which is laid before the people. Lord, anything that is not of you, may it be as if it has never been spoken. May each person who has come here today receive goodness of your mercy and grace. Might they receive spiritual food and spiritual strength to carry them through each day of their lives. Now, Lord, We commit this time fully and completely unto you. And we say, let thy name be glorified. And it's in that name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. The Good Shepherd. We actually have two parables going on here. We have the parable of the Good Shepherd, which is kind of two parts. And in the middle there, we have this smaller parable about Jesus being the gate. First, let's talk a little bit about sheep. After all, that's the topic of conversation, isn't it? Well, in Ezekiel chapter 34, God tells us that we are, His people, are the sheep. So we shouldn't be confused about that. When He talks about the sheep, He's talking about us, His people, those who receive Him as Lord and Savior. That's the sheep. But what are sheep? Sheep are a herd animal. They're relatively defenseless. Granted, the big rams are pretty tough. They've got some big antlers on there, but even a ram with heavy antlers is no match for a wolf. A wolf can take down any sheep, even a whole herd of sheep. The wolf comes in and the sheep are defenseless. They really can't protect themselves. Sheep can't even have difficulty, at least domestic sheep, have very difficult time finding even their own food. They need to be led to the pasture, to the water, to the paddock, where it's safe and they can... But there's no food in the paddock unless the shepherd brings them food there, even though it's a safe and closed environment. The pen, the paddock. Remember in the biblical times that we're talking about, they would probably have one pen or paddock that was at each city or village. A larger city might have multiple ones, but they would have a paddock or a pen there that the sheep would be brought to, because you don't want all the sheep running all over town. So that when the shepherd comes into town, he puts his sheep in the pen. And each shepherd who comes in puts his sheep into the pen. And there's a guard who sits at that pen, and recognizes who's brought sheep in and who hasn't. And when a shepherd who has brought his sheep in comes and says, I'm here to get my sheep, he would come and he would stand at the gate. And he would call his sheep. And his sheep would know his voice, and they would come. Because remember, sheep are herd animals. And the shepherd was always seen as the head of the herd. And where he led, they followed. He was the protector. Sheep aren't real bright, but they do know who their protector is. Now, they might get confused and bolt away from their protector when they're scared, but they do seek to follow their protector. And they'll follow him to one field to another, as the shepherd will lead them to good pasture, to good water. And that's important because the sheep will stay in one place and they'll overgraze. They'll eat too much. Now remember, Jesus is talking about people. And a lot of the attributes of sheep we have. We can't protect ourselves. We need a protector. We can't save ourselves. We need someone who will intervene and take care of us. We can't find our way to the good food. We need to follow our shepherd to that good pasture. If we try to follow our own ways, what happens? Oh, hey, look at over there. We got some place that's got all sorts of stuff that we shouldn't be messing with. And we go wandering over there instead of going to the good pasture. We go someplace and graze, someplace that's unhealthy for us to graze, and that's where we go. Well, that's the sheep. And the illustration there of Jesus being the good shepherd. But there's also the illustration of Jesus being the gate. This is a separate one. He's not both the shepherd and the gate. Remember, these are two separate ones and distinct. We're not talking about the gatekeeper at the pen who recognizes who the true shepherd is and says, let him come in. And then stand at the gate and call his sheep. Jesus is himself the very gate, he says. I am the gate through which you have to come and go. To get to safety, you have to go through me. That's what Jesus is telling there. Let's read that again. John chapter 10, starting with verse 7. It says, therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life, that they might have it to the full. He is the one who protects. He's the gate. But to come in and out, you must go through the gate. And Jesus elsewhere, John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. A gate is nothing but a doorway, a way. And Jesus is that way. Time and again, he says, to come to safety, to come to salvation, you have to come through me. And then he explains more about how he does that. As the shepherd. Now we're back to the good shepherd. He says, I lay down my life for the sheep. The sheep don't protect one another. It's the shepherd who protects them and cares for them. And he lays down his very life for the sheep. In fact, he foretells of the resurrection, of his crucifixion and resurrection here, by saying, I lay down my life only to take it up again. See, Jesus is God, and nobody could take his life without him laying it down. But he lays it down in order to take it up again, to be resurrected. Be the first fruits of that resurrection for us. And he does this, why? Because he was commanded of the Father. But did he do it because he had no choice? He said, no. I lay it down. No one takes from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. This is such an excellent example of how we can be in submission one to another. The Lord gave the command to Jesus. Lay down your life for the sheep, for the people. And Jesus didn't have to, but he did. He submitted himself to that authority. Did he benefit by submitting himself to that authority? There was no personal benefit to Jesus whatsoever. Why did he do it? Because he loves his sheep. The illustration of a shepherd and the sheep is such a wonderful picture for our relationship with God. When a shepherd takes his sheep out to pasture, there is nothing to protect those sheep from all the world, from the weather, from robbers, from wild animals, from the terrain, from the ravines and every place an animal could get stuck in or hurt. There's nothing to protect them except for the shepherd. And where is the shepherd the entire time that these animals, these sheep, are out in the wilderness? Where is the shepherd? He's right there with the sheep. He doesn't take them out to the pasture, turn them loose, and come back to go back to town. And then come back a couple days later or even an hour or week later and say, well, where's my sheep? Because if he did that, you know where the sheep would be? They would be scattered. They would be gone. Most of them would be dead or injured. But they wouldn't be there. But if the shepherd goes there, and he sits and he watches over his sheep, he just doesn't sit and ignore the sheep. He watches over them. And he knows each and every one by name. Find a shepherd sometime. A real shepherd. Not one of today's shepherds who has a fenced-in area that they run their sheep out to. Even those guys will know their sheep quite well. But the ones who still out in the area of Israel and Arabia and Africa, you'll have shepherds who still go with their sheep. Australia, shepherds, they'll go with their sheep and they watch over them and protect them. And they know each and every sheep. They can look at one sheep and they know which one it is. You say, how can they all look alike to me? That's because you're not the shepherd. There are some people who could come here and they would look, stand up here and look at you and say, you all look alike to me. But I come here, I look at you, you all look very different. You're the sheep under my care. I know you. I know you very well, even if I can't remember your name this morning, Shelley. But that's because I have brain impairment. I need one. But that picture is the picture that Jesus is painting with our relationship with Him. We are the sheep. Remember it? I have sheep that are not of this sheep pen. Okay, specifically, that would be the sheep who are those of Israel. And I must bring them in also. So those who are the one sheep pen are Israel, and those who are outside, the Gentiles, those who haven't yet heard the gospel word. That was until we heard the gospel us. And now Jesus has brought that all together. There is now one flock with one shepherd. And Jesus is that shepherd. The only way to enter into that sheep pen and into that flock is through the gate. It's through the gate. Again, it's kind of a mixing of metaphors, but it helps people to understand the closeness and the relationship of the shepherd and the protection and the methodology of getting there. There's only one way. There's only one gate in and out. And Jesus is that gate. You have to go through Him to get there. We're going to take communion this morning. And as we do so, remember that He laid down His life only to take it up again. He allowed Himself to be crucified for your sins, for my sins. To pay that penalty, that blood price that must be paid. But then that blood, as we talked about, is used to wash us white as snow in the resurrection. Jesus was raised and had victory over death. Victory over sin. And the good shepherd is taking care of his sheep because the shepherd didn't need to be washed clean. It was the sheep. It was you and I. This is our Lord Jesus, the good shepherd. follow Him, know His voice. Jesus said, "My sheep hear My voice. They know it, they follow Me." Do you know God's voice? Do you hear it? You can by entering through Jesus, by receiving Him as Lord and Savior. By renewing that relationship, if you feel that the voice is getting far off, renew that relationship. Communion is a wonderful time to do so. I'm going to ask Mike and Ed to come on up.